CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
I'm here with Danielle Pilon and Jennifer Still. They are part of the Danielle Pilon is the head of the section of reader services for the Winnipeg Libraries, and Jennifer Still is the new writer in residence. So Danielle, can you tell me a little bit more about the selection process for Jennifer Still's new position? Sweet. So how did the writer in residence program start, and how long has it been going on for?
Well, it's been running sporadically since 1993. Yeah, so more than 25 years, and it's actually been going continuously since 1998. So we're at the 20th continuous year at this point. I wasn't around for the beginning, so I'm not quite sure, you know, how it started, but there's certainly been a tradition of having writers in residence at public libraries in other big cities in Canada and the United States. So I think the idea is always to collaborate with the local writing community, you know, encourage emerging writers.
So I'll turn it to you, Jennifer Still, now. So Jennifer, what made you apply to the position, and what are, I guess, hopes and dreams for what you want to do with your new position?
I hope people are inspired, and I hope they feel supported and encouraged, and that they are motivated to continue their project beyond, you know, the meetings that we have here. So I guess as a writer, we plant seeds and then we water it with encouragement.
So if people wanted to submit any of their manuscripts to you, how would they do that?
Sure. They can do it by coming straight to the library with a printed copy and dropping it off at Reader Services. I believe up to 10 pages that they can submit, poetry, fiction, any genre.
And for more information, you can find that on the library's website, and that's wpl.winnipeg.ca.
The Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.